Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Today, I'd like to talk about some alarming incidents and developments happening in Germany. Alarming, and they should be of great concern for everybody looking at what is occurring over there. I'd like to start with an article by News, N-I-U-S, News, written on October 23. Attack on freedom of expression and of the press. This morning, the police were at the door of Professor Norbert Bolz, one of Germany's most prominent conservative journalists. The media scholar is a regular guest on Welt TV. His offense? A harmless tweet in which he commented on a TAZ, T-A-Z article. Bolz reacted with his tweet to a TAZ article that is no longer accessible because the TAZ X account was deleted. The subject of the TAZ article, AfD politician Björn Höcke. The TAZ report began in the headline with the words, Germany awakens. Bolz picked up on this ironically and suggested it was a motto of the woke left, and he wrote, good translation of woke, Germany awakens. A police officer gave Bolz some words of advice. You should be more careful about what you post in the future. News spoke with Norbert Bolz and asked, how do you feel now? Bolz, I have arrived in reality. I usually write and talk about this world. It's uncanny when this reality suddenly appears at my doorstep. I cannot say I am shaken, that would mean I didn't expect it. But the fact that it's exactly as the critical analysis describe it is frightening in every respect. The Tiergarten District Court in Berlin, at the request of the Public Prosecutor's Office, authorized a search of Norbert Bolz's home, including access to his personal devices. This is based on an investigation under Section 86A of the German Criminal Code, use of symbols of unconstitutional organizations. Although the statement was clearly a response to previously published content by TAZ, investigators considered it a criminal act. The justification explicitly cites a public response as incriminating. Comments, shares, and likes are considered an aggravating factor. Furthermore, Bolz is accused of being aware of the historical origin of the slogan used, meaning an SA slogan, and yet to have accepted its public perception. Germany awakens, a SA slogan. Also noteworthy, even before the search warrant was issued, Bolz was asked to voluntarily hand over his devices so that his authorship could be verified. The fact that a journalist is asked to hand over his mobile phone for the evaluation of a political statement, and that a search follows if he refuses, confirms the repressive nature of the procedure. And let me just add, he posted this months before. And now, of course, the search happened. It was a deliberate, well-considered attack. Nothing which was done hastily. Attorney Joachim Nikolaus Steinhöfel commented on this intrusion as follows. What we are witnessing here is a worrying loss of control by the criminal justice system, which has now apparently also affected the Federal Criminal Police Office, the BKA. If a renowned media scholar like Professor Bolz has to endure a house search because of a clearly ironic tweet, then something is fundamentally wrong with our rule of law. The irony in Bolz's tweet is so obvious that one would have to deliberately misunderstand it to construe it as a crime. This is reminiscent of the Bamberg judicial farce, where people were prosecuted of being called a moron, or for the satirical statement, I hate freedom of speech, again showing it's not just an isolated incident. News columnist Ben Brechtgen also commented on the proceedings. Any judge who authorizes a house search at Norbert Ball's residence, is an enemy of open society. Any police officer who carries out such a search would have been a police officer in the GDR, East Germany. Any journalist who is not outraged by this would have a secure job in Russia. Anyone who approves of this is a totalitarian abyss. Strong words. Not necessarily words which are meant to applaud this action, words which can backfire, as we will see in a moment. Welt publisher Ulf Poschardt told Bild, "In a state governed by the rule of law, it is assumed that everything that is not prohibited is permitted. Irony has not been prohibited until now. However, the current trend toward house searches and prosecutions for so-called thought crimes is a warning sign for the state of our free society. The house search of Professor Dr. Balls should shock every liberal Democrat. It's time for politics and the judiciary to reflect and change course." Now, Norbert Ball's tweet is no longer accessible based on local laws, as X states. The article concludes, "This case is just the latest in a series of incidents in which authorities are investigating harmless expressions of opinion." Before I continue, let me just say that Germany's path into dictatorship and the persecution of those who publish their opinions, which are not that popular, is clearly evident. As we will see later, this was an article published by News, and this was dangerous for News to do, as we will see. But let's first of all talk about how did this all come about. Bild Online wrote on October 27, "Four police officers rang the doorbell of author Norbert Balls on Thursday because of a satirical tweet, House Search. It later emerged that the state-run portal Hessen gegen Hetze, Hesse against Hate, had forwarded the post to the authorities, thus setting the whole case in motion. A Bild investigation revealed that there are more than 50 such state-run reporting centers in the country. In addition, there are dozens of private portals. These centers cover, among other things, anti-Muslim, anti-black, anti-Asian racism, queerphobia, anti-Semitism, and extremism. Most federal states operate their own reporting centers. Some are direct partners of the Federal Criminal Police Office, the BKA. Anyone who finds such content online can report it anonymously to the portals with just a few clicks. Staff there, including political and social scientists, evaluate the posts. Anything they deem inappropriate is forwarded to the Federal Criminal Police Office. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's actually criminally relevant. A mere feeling of unease is enough to start with. The criticism of internet surveillance is therefore massive. The accusation, the state is engaging in opinion control and deliberately intimidating critical voices. Furthermore, the terms hate speech and incitement to hatred are not found in the law. Legally, it's unclear what they are supposed to mean. State governments recently supported these portals with several million euros." Again, it looks to me, that's my opinion, which apparently is no longer protected, that these are methods which could have been used, actually were used, in the Third Reich or the former GDR. Now, Bild Online then published the following commentary on October 24. "Four police officers entered the apartment of Berlin professor Norbert Balls. According to the basic law, such an intrusion into a home is only permitted in cases of imminent danger," of course, wasn't the case because this was already an old post, "or with the authorization of a judge. A Berlin magistrate had authorized the search, and that is a problem. Three authorities failed. The state reporting agency Hessen gegen Hetze reported the professor to the Federal Criminal Police Office, even though the accusation was clearly unfounded. The BKA forwarded the report to the public prosecutor, who applied for the search warrant. Now the judge, Magistrate Dr. Fricke, should have put a stop to it. He did not. One might want to laugh about it, but it's not funny. In Bolt's case, the instruments meant to protect citizens from the state have failed. That is very disturbing. And as I said before, this is by no means the first time in Germany that the state has been guilty of unlawful and arbitrary measures against German citizens. I only want to remind all of you of the coronavirus debacle. Now, this seems to become gradually routine. A certain agenda is being followed, very clearly. In another comment from October 24, Bild says, the BKA, the Public Prosecutor's Office, and the local court have made themselves ridiculous, or they acted in a politically motivated manner, which they are not allowed to do. I would say both is true. And so the question is, will the BKA, the Public Prosecutor's Office, and the local court, will they apologize? Will they be held responsible and accountable for what they did? Well, of course, you know the answer. And so, what happened now to News? They wrote this article, which I have quoted before. Taz, T-A-Z, wrote on October 27. The Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office is investigating Julian Reichelt, editor-in-chief of the news portal News, on suspicion of incitement to hatred. The investigation concerns a post on the platform X from April 1. In it, Reichelt claimed that Germany would experience first the infiltration and then the takeover of our police force by officers with a migration background in the coming years. Die Welt was the first to report on this. Reichelt continued in this post, in 10 years, the police in our cities will be dominated by Arabs. Have fun. The former editor-in-chief of Bild was referring to a report in the tabloid newspaper, according to which two federal police officers named Ahmed K. and Hakan A. were allegedly involved in drug trafficking. In response to an inquiry from Welt, Reichelt explained his post, "That is exactly my opinion. As a journalist who closely follows news about organized crime and also conducts my own research, for example, by speaking with police officers as well as prominent members of large families, I am absolutely convinced that this is precisely what will happen." Reichelt also referred to a ZDF documentary that reported on the infiltration of the police by criminal clans. Seriously? Unbelievable conditions in Germany. And it is getting worse because, as I have already said several times, these are not isolated incidents. There is an agenda, and that agenda is being followed. And I hope that Germans will wake up until it is too late. Thanks very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.